Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after her friend passed, paranormal activity really ramped up at her house. Was it her? Was it her friend?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Or if you want access to all of our bonus episodes and such, you can get that on Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories. Or our website, ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. And what's going on?
Well, not too much, Tony. How's it going with you? It's a beautiful, going to be 80 degrees here where I live today.
Well, that's lovely. I'm very much looking forward to that because it gets me out of the winter funk, which I'm just ready to be out of.
I agree. I took Benji to the park yesterday, and there was bazillions of people at the park.
Yeah.
It was like, it was that day that finally everybody's like, yes, It's a nice day. We're going outside. And it's just, I love that time of year where, you know, things start budding around the yard. My daffodils are about 5 inches tall now. You know, It's just fun to see that stuff.
It is. It's fun. And you start to see, you know, some of the graves, you know, they start to, you know, the moisture in the ground makes them pop up. So you start to see some of those coming up. And Every once in a while, an arm or a finger when you're going through a nice cemetery walk or something.
I know.
And it's a lot.
Like, then you just kind of reach down and shake it. Like, I see you.
Yeah.
And then you keep going.
It's the circle of life, you know.
It really is.
And I like to hum that song too. The Elton John Circle of Life while I'm going through the cemetery and shaking hands with the deceased. Circle of life in the finale. The number from...
I do that every day.
From The Lion King, I think is, yeah. In the circle.
I think you're right.
Circle of life. Yeah. Let's go to our first phone call. 855-853-4802 is our number.
Hello. So I had my best childhood friend who I had known since kindergarten, who shares the same first name as I do. She and I had been best friends all throughout elementary school, middle school, and the first part of high school. Unfortunately, she took a different path throughout her high school years, and which resulted in my mom really not allowing us to see each other. I went on and played sports and got good grades, and she kind of went down a path not best for everyone, let's say. She and I had this extremely strong connection, and throughout high school, when we were, you know, being kind of separated by my mother, I would get these weird feelings every, you know, once in a while, every like 6 months, year, something. And I would just have this intuition, and it was extremely strong and undeniable that I had to call her, or I had to check on her. I had to make sure she was okay. So every time I would do that and call her, check her, there had been something that was extremely traumatic and very sad that would have happened to her. Like either the night before or that day, which I always felt like, well, it's just because we're best friends and we've been best friends forever. And I just chalked it up to that. I guess I was about 19 years old. It was the 3rd of July and there was a fireworks show going on in my city and all my friends were going and they kept asking me like, oh, come on, let's go. Like, why? And I just kept saying, I can't. I have to check on so-and-so. and that was my friend. I had found out through social media and what have you, where she was working, which was actually conveniently located, like right around, like maybe a block or two away from her house that she was at. So I just got in my car. I didn't go to the fireworks show, and I drove to her work, and it was a small gas station / ice cream shop. So I walked up to the front counter and I said, "Hey, we'll just call her Jane." I said, "Hey, is Jane working today? I heard that she was employed here." And her coworker looked at me and basically just said, "Yeah, if you see her, let us know, because she was supposed to be here and she never showed up." So I said, "Well, you know," I sat in my car and I just thought to myself, she lives about a block away. I'm just going to drive to her house and I'll just knock on the door. So I sat there and I kept contemplating it. And then I pushed away that urge to do it because I thought, you know what? It's been years since I've actually seen her. She's going to think that I'm some sort of insane stalker or super creepy. And, you know, me being kind of younger, I was obviously concerned about being considered a creep. So I drove back home. And I remember that night, my family and my boyfriend and I were just watching a movie, and I get a call from a number I didn't recognize, and it was my friend's mother. And she said, "I just have to tell you, I want you to come to Jane's funeral." And so, I said, "Excuse me? She said, "Jane passed away earlier today. And her and I, after talking with her," she was not close to her mother. She was very, very close to my family when we were, you know, in communication. But after finding out from her mother that the same time that I was sitting in that gas station parking lot, driving by her house, and then ultimately going home, she actually was overdosing and had passed. I attend the funeral. Her mom had asked me to make a picture collage of, you know, our childhood, because like I said, she wasn't close with her mother, so we had a lot of pictures. Attended the funeral, and on the way home, I was thinking to myself, please give me a sign. Please give me a sign that you're okay, that something is all right, because this is just too tragic of a loss. And get in the driveway, and this is back in the days when Netflix was mailed out in single sleeve DVD packets, so I know that dates me somewhat, but we got home and I had very young siblings at the time, significantly younger, and my family would always order all the Disney movies and all the kids movies from Netflix, and that was the only thing we ever ordered. Well, I went to check the mailbox and get the Netflix out, and we take it up to the living room and open the package, and it is none other than the movie Requiem for a Dream. Again, I mean, obviously that was just a weird coincidental screw-up on Netflix's part, but it was odd because if you know anything about the movie, it centers around heroin, which was her drug of choice, and then also, it happened to be her favorite movie that she would watch over and over and over again. After that, my family started having weird happenings throughout our house. There was a girl about my age that my stepdad actually ran into in a dark hallway, thinking it was me, and then going to my bedroom. So he walked to my bedroom to kind of, you know, say, "Hey, what the heck? Why are you bumping into me and not saying anything?" And he flipped on my bedroom light, and I was asleep in my bed. There were times where we would open medicine cabinets and things would fly out. We had balls and toys that would fly across the room or suddenly move, you know, and this would be happening in broad daylight. My brother, who was about 4 at the time, would point and look in certain areas of the house and start cackling, and which was a little bit disturbing, but in a weird, comforting way, my friend who passed, it was the first person besides myself and my mom and dad, or my mom and stepdad, who held him when he was born. So they had a connection too. And he would always ask about her. And I don't know. I know it's not a ghost story per se. All of that activity did subside over time. And it was not, it was like a gradual subsiding. It wasn't anything that was immediate. It wasn't, there wasn't a cleansing performed or anything of that nature. It just kind of went away. I wasn't sure whether to be comforted by this, or I didn't know if the signs that that I had perceived were given to me were that she was not in a good place or something like that. But I think about that often. And since then, I've had lots of other encounters that maybe I'll call back in and share with you. Anyway, thank you so much for your podcast. I have loved binging it and have been doing so, like I said, for about a month. So looking forward to doing it more. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. For your story. Thoughts on that?
I don't know. I think it could be a paranormal story. I think it could be her friend reaching out to her. I had, when my grandma died, a similar unexplained, overwhelming, like, I have to go visit my grandma. And it literally was the day before she died. But like, I dropped, like, immediately, I just got in my car and drove the 85 miles. And it was, and then she died the next day. Like, I knew I had to follow through with that. And I think that's interesting. Like, she had this overwhelming feeling of her friend, and that would have been about the time she passed.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, and it's sad too, because they were such good friends, and then she took one path and the other girl took another path in life. And, but I don't know. It kind of makes me think that she was trying to connect with her friend.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it kind of felt a little paranormal to me, actually.
No, I think it did feel that way quite a bit in a lot of that.
And definitely listen to your gut when you get those feelings. I think pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she did, which was good.
No, I agree. I agree. Thank you for sharing that story with us and those experiences. We do greatly appreciate it. If you want to share yours, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to call into Real Ghost Stories Online. You want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, and all that, then check us out, Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.